楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に作用をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている。表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体感、気持ちと伝え、進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に、遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。聞こえるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、異常なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
Superlatives. Glossary. These days, to hear, heard, heard about. An offense. To commit. The youth.The young. Quite. Disturbing. A case. Tricky. Difficult. To judge. A teen. Teenager. To try. To kill oneself. Could. Past form of can. To provide for. Obviously. Depressed.Sadly, the first time, such a story, a predicament, to tend to, plus verb, to choose, the most, lethal, counseling, support, to pull oneself together, community service.An organization. Single parent. Since. A fine. A means. What if? Had plus past participle equals. Had plus past participle.Plus que parfait. Underage. An addict. To die. still, to consider, a sentence, would, a young offender facility, a young offender facility, a young offender facility, until, of age, then, to serve a prison term, fair, reasonable, sensible, to abide by the law. Under these circumstances, a judge, to be part of the jury, a task, to handle, a lady, should, to sentence, probably, suspended sentence, otherwise, chaos, everywhere, in a nutshell, to deserve, to go free, each other, so that, all, to live together. Grammar, superlatives. We use the superlative form when we compare all elements and one I hate these mistakes. We use the superlative form when we compare all elements and one as the great amount, the quality referred to. Example: this is the most expensive car. This is the shortest route. Russia is the biggest country in the world. This is the smallest. Regular forms of superlatives. Long adjectives. As a reminder, consider long adjectives with two or more syllables, not ending in Y. The regular form of superlatives for long adjectives consists of the most plus long adjective. Example: kindness is the most important quality. This couch is the most comfortable. He is the most famous athlete in his country. Short adjectives. The regular form of superlatives for short adjectives consists of the plus short adjective plus the plus short adjective plus EST. Example: she is the prettiest woman. Our car is the fastest. Three letter monosyllables. A monosyllable here is a three letter word, consonant, vowel, consonant. Example: big, fat, sad, wet. Like comparatives, superlatives of such monosyllables will double the last consonant and add EST. Example: there are the fattest dogs. They are the fattest dogs. It is the biggest mistake. Exceptions: good, well, bad, badly, far, little. In comparative form: better, worse, the further, the farther, less. In superlative form: the best, the worst, the farthest, the least. Example: this is my best friend. This is your worst nightmare. This is the furthest city. This is the least we can do. Two types of comparison. Comparison between two elements will call for comparatives. Example: I have two daughters, Jenna and Tasman. Jenna is the better at math. Comparison between all existing elements will call for superlatives. Example: in my class there are 30 students. The best at writing is Matthew. And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. These days, we're hearing a lot about offenses committed by the young. This is quite disturbing.
I heard of a case which is, I think, the trickiest to judge. A teen tried to kill herself and her baby. She couldn't provide for their needs and was obviously very depressed.
Sadly, this isn't the first time I've heard such a story. People in predicaments tend to choose the most tragic or lethal option. Under these circumstances, I'm happy not to be a judge or part of a jury. They have a very difficult task to handle. What does this young lady need? What should the judge sentence her to?
Probably some prison or suspended sentence. In my opinion, she needs counseling too. I mean some psychological support to pull herself together. Maybe after prison, she could do some community service in solidarity organizations for single-parent family. She shouldn't pay a fine since she has very little financial means.
What if she had been an underage drug addict and her baby had died? Would you still consider the same sentence?
Probably not. She would go to a young offender facility until she is of age and then serve a prison term. That would be fair.
Well, I'm not sure if justice is fair, but it is the most reasonable institution in our society. Everyone must abide by the rules.
Thanks. Otherwise, it would be chaos everywhere.
Right. In a nutshell, some people deserve prison. Some deserve to go free. Some must pay a fine, and some must do community services. We must all respect each other so that we can all live together.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I see the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.